Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. I give honor to the Most High God, who is worthy to be praised. Amen. I thank God for another day of life, health, and strength. Praise God, for God being God, and besides him, there is no other. For God doing what he didn't have to do, but because he loves us, praise God, he did it anyway, praise God, and that is to sustain us, praise God. That is to touch our hearts and minds, that we would know that he is God. Truly, I just thank God for the great opportunity, praise God, given by the Lord through the woman of God, our great apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Amen, number 1 and 2. Praise God. Thank God so much for the woman of God and the great work that she is doing in the Lord. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God on the wall and don't have a mind. Hallelujah. To come down. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. We thank God so much for Dr. Ogburn and her family. Praise God. For the number one church. Praise God. For Pastor Mary Williams and for Pastor, praise God, Johnson. Praise God, Pastor Sybil Johnson. Thank God, amen, for my husband, Pastor Terry White, the man of God, the pastor over Sunshine of Faith, praise God, number 2 here in Lakeland, Florida. Amen, praise God. And we just thank God for him just being so, being a man of God and teaching and preaching the word of God unto us, the people. Truly, we just thank God for his love, grace, and mercy. We thank God for all of the saints of God in the number 1 and 2 church. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, God is good. Excuse me. And he's good all the time. Praise God. I know you know that the Lord is good and that he's good all the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know all you have to do is look at yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah, and think back on what the Lord have done for you in your life, praise God, how he have brought you through test trials and tribulations, praise God, because he loves us so much. Praise God, how, amen, he have loved us in spite of ourselves, praise God, and taught us how to love, amen, taught us what love is, praise God. Praise God, for it is him, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. I mean, amen. I just thank God for just being so good. We thank God for our families. Praise God. Our children, grandchildren. Amen. And families as a whole. Praise God. Mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. Praise God. God is a good God on today. Praise God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. A God who has mercy upon us. Praise God. Amen. A God. Hallelujah. Amen, a God who doesn't give unto us what we deserve as far as our sins, praise God. Amen, because he, God Almighty, sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Amen. So I offer unto you, anyone out there today that may be listening in, praise God, to the Sunshine of Faith blog broadcast, to the Sunshine of Faith blog broadcast, I offer unto you the invitation unto Christ, to come unto him, praise God. Amen. I offer unto you the invitation to Christ, praise God. Amen, praise God. Amen. And that is to, praise God, believe. Believe on Jesus Christ. Amen. Believe on Jesus Christ as the only Son of the living God. Amen. Praise God. Believe on him that he's the only Son of the living God, because God sent him to the cross to die for the sins of the world. Amen. And if you believe on Jesus Christ as the only Son of the true and living God, praise God, and that he died on the cross for the sins of the world, my sins, your sins, praise God, and that God raised him from the dead, hallelujah, with all power in his hand, hallelujah, then you are saved. But I just love to say, you know, to not stop there. You know, believing on Jesus Christ and accepting him as your Lord and Savior, believing that he is the only Son of the living God, which is so true, and that he died willingly on the cross to save us from the power of sin, death, and the grave, praise God. Amen. But you can't stop there. You have to also find you a Bible teaching, believing, and living church where the word of God is being taught, where the love of God is being shown, where you can talk to and meet with the pastors and grow stronger in the Lord, where you can be a part of the services, praise God, whether, you know, nowadays, whether it's by Facebook, whether it's in person, praise God. Excuse me, hallelujah. Whether it's on Zoom, it's God has so many ways, amen, that we the believers can meet together, we can come together in the fellowship, amen, that we should not forsake, as is the manner of some, but that we can come together and learn and be taught the word of God, amen. You know, so find your Bible teaching, believing, Christ-centered church. And I tell you, God will move in your life in a mighty way. I tell you, you won't be able to recognize your life probably even a month later, praise God, because that is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God, we must be saved. We must be saved. On Monday, praise God, May 16th, I taught a lesson, praise God, amen, out of 1 Corinthians, praise God, chapter 15, starting around verse 50. I believe the focal verse was 52, about in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye, there will be a snatching away when Christ returns for his church, his bride. Amen. It's going to be a spiritual snatching away of the believers out of the earth, and that the dead in Christ will be the first to rise. Wherever the graves of the believers are, amen, whether it's a cemetery, all the cemeteries all around the world, praise God, whether it's the sea, praise God, hallelujah, the dead in Christ, the ones that have believed on Christ and have passed away before what we know is the rapture. Know the word rapture is not in the Bible, but the act and the function of the snatching away we have come to know as the rapture, amen, will take place, praise God, because Christ, just like he said, will come again. Praise God. And, you know, and that is the great news of the gospel. Praise God. That's the great news of the gospel, is that Christ will come again for his bride, for the church, for the believers. Praise God. And that's why, you know, God is pressing on the hearts of the believers, on the ministers, evangelists, the pastors, the prophets, the prophetesses, on the people of God, amen, to get the word out that time is winding up. Time is drawing near. And if you are saved, amen, we as believers must stay saved, and let's grow stronger in the faith to live for God, to live for Jesus, praise God. Amen. Because the Spirit of God, if you are a believer, is on the inside of you, praise God. Amen. The Word of God declares, greater is he, Jesus, the Savior of the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, than the prince of the air, than Satan, the devil, whatever name that he is known by. Jesus Christ God's Son, His Spirit is on the inside of us, the believers, and the Word of God declares that it is greater. Hallelujah. It's more than, it's more powerful than, hallelujah, Spirit that is in the world, hallelujah, that controls the world, the secular world, amen, says that we are in the world but not of it, praise God. Amen, praise God. So, you know, it's this time as ever before to love the Lord and believe on Him, to serve Him, praise God. And I want to read out of, today I want to read out of the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Praise God, praise God. Amen, because we're living in times today where it's a lot of uncertainty. It's a lot of anxiety. It's a lot of trouble and things that are going on. But see, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and we thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and the blessed sweet spirit of Apostle Durr, our late great apostle, praise God. Thank God for the blessed sweet spirit of Apostle Durr. Amen. And above all, for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to get that in. Amen. And I'm reading today out of the book of John, the Gospel of John, praise God, in chapter 14. And it's a well-known and familiar, and, you know, but the Lord wants us to really take it in. Because of all the things that are going on in the world, He wants us to take the word in to our spirits, praise God, and heed the word, praise God. Amen. It's so much trouble and trials and tribulations that we must turn unto Christ and make Him our leaning post. We must turn unto Christ and trust in Him for everything, for our very lives. Amen. I'm going to read out of the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Praise God. And the word of God, this is Jesus, the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John. And just prior to Christ, Jesus Christ saying these words, Peter, who Christ had foretold and prophesied would deny Him three times before the cock or the rooster crowed in the morning, because Christ was going through His time of the sorrows and being offered up even unto the point of crucifixion. Amen. So this is a part of all of that, the sequence of things that were going on. And, of course, Peter, not being the Lord, but being a disciple of Jesus Christ, he didn't feel that, you know, that when the pressure came on him, when they asked him, did he know Christ, he didn't feel that he would ever deny Christ. But the Lord Jesus Christ had already told him that this was going to happen. Hallelujah. So how many know that it happened? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. It happened because why? Christ knows all things. He knows the beginning to the end and the end back up to the beginning in everything. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. And He's present everywhere at all times. Praise God. So I want to read what Christ had to say after Peter did deny Him three times before the cock or the rooster crowed the following morning. And that opens up John chapter 14, starting at verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will, hallelujah, come again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And where I go, whither I go, where I go, you know, and the way you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at the love that Christ is showing the disciples and the word of God that's been passed down through generations and generations and generations that will never be destroyed or taken out of the earth, the love that Christ is showing us. Hallelujah. Christ is letting us know, even in our times that we disappoint or betray his spirit, praise God, that he still has a plan for us, praise God, that he still loves us, praise God, that he still, hallelujah, doesn't want our hearts to be troubled, praise God. He still doesn't want us to worry or be in despair, praise God, but to trust in him and rely on him, depend on him, and give him our hearts. Praise God. That's why he said to let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. And he gave, praise God, the statement that you believe in God. He said, believe also in me. And he went on to say that in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. So Christ is saying, if these things were not going to take place, praise God, if they were not going to take place, he would not have wasted his time. He would not have wasted his breath. He would not have wasted his energy to reassure the disciples that he would return. Basically, Christ is saying he doesn't have to lie. He doesn't have to. Because remember, he gave up his life willingly on the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we might have a right to a pathway back to God. Hallelujah. Despite our sins and our frailties and our shortcomings, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus loves us so much that he gave up his life. He left his throne in glory. Hallelujah. And he came down and took on the flesh of man through a virgin birth. Hallelujah. Isn't that love today? Praise God. And then through the tests and trials of life, Jesus still lets us know that he is with us. Even like I was saying earlier, even when we disappoint Christ, even when we let him down, whether we want to or not. See, Peter did not want to disappoint Christ. He was a disciple, and the Bible refers to John as the disciple that Christ loved. He loved John. Hallelujah. He said that there was no greater a prophet than the prophet John. Hallelujah. And when Christ was on the cross, praise God, and his mother was there, he told John, behold your mother. He was telling him, I entrust you with my mother. I entrust her care and her safety, her protection, her well-being to you. Hallelujah. So he loved. Well, that was John, praise God. I'm sorry. I was on Peter, but I went to John. Well, God wanted me to talk about the love that Christ had for John. But, okay, let me go back and say that Peter did not that he would betray Christ, but he did. Praise God. And let's remember also that with Peter, he was a great worker for God, a great disciple in the camp and working with Christ. Amen. From city to city and town to town. And if we also remember, as the Bible says, when Jesus posed the question to the disciples, who do men say that I am? They were saying Elias, a great prophet. Amen. And he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And to that Jesus responded that flesh and blood had not revealed that unto him, but his Father which was in heaven. So Peter also played a dynamic and very important part in the church, in the early church. Amen. In establishing the churches, drawing disciples unto Christ before and after Christ's death. Praise God. But the point I wanted to make on that was that Peter did not believe that he would deny Christ. And so that's like in our lives. There will come times and things will come up that we will look back and we may be surprised that we said a certain thing or we did a certain thing, even as believers. Praise God. But God in his love and mercy is a forgiving God. Christ even told us through the Apostle Paul to forgive, that our prayers be not hindered. So we have to pray to God that we have a forgiving spirit, that we have a loving spirit. Because, see, that's what Christ, Jesus Christ, always modeled for us. And he does it even today. If we repent of our sins, meaning that we have a heart to turn from our sins and wrongdoing, and turn back to God, turn back to Jesus Christ, he will forgive us. So stop beating yourself up. Stop letting the enemy beat you up, people beat you up over things that you have done. If you have a heart and mind to repent and be godly sorrowful of your sins, all you have to do is repent and ask God to forgive you and ask for the strength. Ask for God to strengthen you on the inside that you not continue to go in that old way. And he will place his spirit upon you, within you, that will give you the strength, that will touch your heart and your conscience when you do wrong, because the Holy Ghost is within you. But we have to pray for those things. We have to ask Jesus Christ for those things of his love and spirit to come upon us and to be within us. Praise God. Amen. So the Lord says, just remember today, he does not want our hearts to be troubled, and that as we believe in God, we're to believe also in him, and to know that in his Father's house, in God's house, there are many mansions, dwelling places that he's preparing for us right now, the believers, and that he will come again. So we must be prepared for his coming. Remember from the other teaching on Monday, we won't have time to get ready. We have to already be ready for when Christ returns. Hallelujah. And he's going to help us along the way through our tests, trials, tribulations, pain, agony, disappointment, let down. Hallelujah. Christ is there. So just remember that today, and our scripture today came from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 4. And I want to give some points of contact for the ministry. Praise God. Again, this is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, and I'm with the number 2 church. Our apostle is Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, who is the founder of the Sunshine of Faith Ministries under the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And I want to give her number. She is a great woman of God, and you can reach her for prayer. She is a licensed Christian counselor. Praise God. And you can reach her for prayer, counseling. Amen. And you may have a word for the woman of God. Her number is area code 301-732-0461. Area code 301-732-0461. And the secretary of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 1, is Minister Yvette Smith. You can reach the woman of God at area code 240-540-554-7416. Area code 240-554-7416. And she'll be able to provide you service times, locations for the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 1. Amen. In Baltimore. And you can reach the man of God, Pastor Terry White, who is the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2, in Lakeland, Florida, where the church is located at 1313 North Cumbie Road in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. You can reach the man of God at area code 863-279-2332. Area code 863-279-2332. And again, I'm co-pastor Rhonda White. You can reach me for prayer. Praise God. And you can reach also Pastor White for prayer and counseling. You can reach me, co-pastor Rhonda White, for prayer at area code 863-812-6227. Area code 863-812-6227. Well, again, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, listening in to the Word of God. And you can just remember, you also can tune in to the Sunshine of Faith International blog broadcast every day of the week at 5:30 p.m. by dialing area code 319-527-6036. Area code 319-527-6036. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you. So do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.